Good afternoon, I'm Dave Meyer with KNKX News. A citizen's fight against jet noise from the U.S. Navy's expanding fleet of Growler jets on Whidbey Island is getting help from the state's top lawyer. Attorney General Bob Ferguson has filed suit against the Navy, calling its EIS process inadequate. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Ferguson is asking the court to undo a formal decision the Navy made public in March, allowing it to move ahead with nearly 100,000 Growler takeoffs and landings per year for the next 30 years. Ferguson says the Navy's environmental review process failed to measure impacts to public health and wildlife in communities on and around Whidbey Island. These are arguments a small nonprofit called the Citizens of Eby's Reserve, or CORE, has been making for years. The group's director, Paula Spina, effusively thanked the AG and his office during the formal announcement of the suit for listening to concerns they say fell on deaf ears with the Navy.
We literally are told noise is no big deal, but the military uses noise as a weapon. And we feel essentially that that's the same thing that's happening to us in our homes. You cannot go outside while the Growlers are training.
CORE is filing a separate lawsuit asking for a preliminary injunction to stop the Navy Growlers from using its airfield in Coopville for the rest of the year. The Navy's Public Affairs Office said it does not comment on litigation. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.